Okay, so a cancer diagnosis is never going to be something that is easy to hear, but at the moment it's particularly hard for individuals and for families because of restrictions, and often patients are getting treatment on their own with nobody to turn to. So oncology nurses Anne-Marie Fay and Michelle Matthews decided they wanted to do something, and they started this podcast called Answers for Cancers to help people who are looking for answers, because when you get a diagnosis like that, you will have 1,000 questions. So Anne-Marie and Michelle joined me on the line now. Hey ladies, how you doing?
Hi, how are you?
Hi,
thanks for having us.
Thank you for joining me, and I'm not going to keep you long because I know that you are both working at the moment. You've stepped out to take this call, so I will be very conscious of not keeping you too long. Michelle, coming to you first, so where are you guys both working in the same place?
We were actually up until about 2 weeks ago, but we're based across the Mater and the Mater Private now.
Okay, okay. And yeah. you're oncology nurses. What's your background, Michelle?
Yeah, so I've been working in oncology now for about the last 5 years between here and Abu Dhabi. And I came back from Abu Dhabi and I started working in a day oncology unit here in Dublin. And I've recently just started in clinical trials, so oncology clinical trials, which is really exciting. Yeah, I didn't have much knowledge on it before I began, but it's a really exciting and interesting area of oncology. So I'm delighted to be involved in it.
Okay, brilliant. And what about you, Anne-Marie?
Yeah, so I'm an oncology nurse about 3 years now, and then previously to that I trained in intensive care. So I actually trained in London, I worked in a neurological based intensive care, and then I moved home and worked in the cardiology intensive care. And then oncology was something I was always going to transition into, so I moved into oncology then about 3 years ago and have absolutely loved it ever since. So yeah, it's a great area to be in. It's very fast moving and it's ever changing, but it's an exciting area to be in, and it's made great friends. So yeah, it's been brilliant so far.
And have you guys been mates for years, or did you meet each other through nursing? Or
yeah, no, we actually just met each other through nursing. We were working in an oncology unit and met each other and just kind of clicked straight away. And we're both, I suppose we both have similar values. We're really, really passionate about what we do and about oncology. So yeah, the idea, kind of we were talking about the idea for a good while, and initially it was kind of more nursing based to kind of give a little bit more support to nurses, because as you know, it's a really busy job and oftentimes it can be quite hard to motivate yourself to, I suppose, read the latest articles or keep up to date with stuff. So we wanted to kind of provide a little bit of extra support. But then as the pandemic hit, we seen that actually patients need a little bit of extra support, and the idea of the podcast would transfer really nicely over to supporting patients and families more so. So yeah, we just came together, and yeah, it's been, so far it's been really successful, and we're absolutely delighted to be working with each other. Michelle's an absolute dream to work with, and I feel very, very blessed to be her friend and colleague. So
that's lovely.
Well, I think the one thing is the pandemic has made us all almost like a family, because for a lot of people we weren't able to go home to our own families. So we all had to kind of step up and nearly be like families here for each other. And I think a lot of people around the country that are working in hospitals and are on the front line will probably be able to identify with that a lot as well. So people have become really, really close. And it's great. We've seen a huge psychological support to each other here in this hospital.
And I have to say, Michelle, you know, just thinking about people who are going in and getting their treatments, as you said, there is that with restrictions now with COVID, it has changed the oncology wards, I'd imagine, on a day-to-day basis. Patients coming in, not having people with them, not having the support, probably frightened out of their cotton picking minds. So try and kind of talk through what it's like now on the oncology wards for people.
Absolutely. Well, I think initially at the beginning of the pandemic, it was terrifying for people because, like you said, clinics went online, they were coming in on their own. But actually, as time has gone on now, and that's our new normal, and I know everybody is hearing the new normal all the time, but, you know, we've had to really be there for our patients a lot more than we ever had before, because patients were coming into clinics for appointments and they were completely on their own, and they didn't have that family member or that friend with them that were able to, you know, pick up on other bits of information. So that's really where the podcast came from. We wanted to be able to put out information there that everybody is able to listen to. So whether you're a patient that's just been diagnosed, or whether you're a family member or a loved one who's going through it with somebody, that you can listen to the podcast and get some understanding of the conversations that are happening in the day oncology unit or are happening in the consultant's room.
And Anne-Marie, I listened to the podcast over the weekend. I have to say, It is absolutely brilliant because I luckily and very gratefully have no personal experience of cancer. I've had friends and family members, yes, and it's the subject matters that you deal with. So talk us through some of the episodes where you discuss different things and how you decide on the topics, because I was listening to it going, oh my God, if this person, if I was able 3 years ago to direct this person to this podcast, and then I listened to another one and you had a great expert on, I think it was psychologist, talking about how you tell your children about cancer. And I just thought it was, because I'd imagine going down for you, I'd say you're sick to death of telling your patients who come in to stop Googling and Dr. Google, because you can just go down the rabbit hole of too much information, wrong information. And whereas this is very accessible and it's driven by experts and fact.
Yeah, absolutely. I think like you covered an awful lot of important points there. I think like our initial concept was to cover each type of cancer and break it down and explain the ins and outs and like a little bit of the scientific part into layman's terms. But actually, like Michelle said, over the last year, 2 years with the pandemic, we've really got to know our patients a lot more deeply than we ever have before. And we've really been led by them, really, in terms of picking our topics. And the episode on how to tell your children, like we know that 25% of all people that are diagnosed with cancer, there's a child under the age of 18 within those households. So it's really, really prevalent and it's so important. And oftentimes we see patients, it's a huge stress and a burden for them. And it's kind of just empowering people with the information that they need to deal with their day-to-day life back home. You know, sometimes it's not the actual diagnosis that's stressful, it's managing their family at home. And we're very aware of that. So any help or topic that we can provide some support in, we will absolutely do that. So yeah, like you said, we're covering the actual types of cancers and risk factors and all those kind of things with consultants, but also just as important topics like supportive topics with psychotherapists and occupational therapists and specialist nurses and whatever patient really needs.
And Michelle, I know there is so much support there, and now support for cancer patients has to be thought about and delivered in a different way. There's a lot less human contact, really. There's a lot of Zooms and there's a lot of all of that. But can I ask you, and you clearly the two of you love what you do, but has it been very difficult for you? Because I suppose you've had to take up personally, I mean, you've had to take on a support network in a way, or support being a supportive role in a way that probably you had to up your game with it, if you know what I mean. And that has that taken a personal toll on you?
Yeah, I suppose it's impossible for it not to. I mean, now that we're further, we're nearly a year at it at this stage, it's much easier. And I know nurses and healthcare workers and anyone working on the front line, you know, you're so adaptive to these things because you have to be. But it's difficult for it not. You know, there was a lot of time where we went through shorter breaks and no holidays and annual leave and stuff. But this is what has to be done, and there will be an end to it at some point, and I think we'll all enjoy that when it comes. But you know, it's given us, like Anne-Marie said before, it's brought us a lot closer with our patients, and we now realise exactly what they need, because maybe before when they were coming in and they were sitting or talking to a friend or a family member that was beside them, they're now opening up and speaking to us. So it's great for us with regards to the podcast, because we now know, you know, in more detail what needs to be covered, which maybe we didn't realise before. So it's definitely has had a lot of positives, but it hasn't been without its stresses as well.
Well, I just think you are brilliant, as does Brenda in Castleknock, who's texted in here to say, Michelle and Anne-Marie looked after me twice over the last 5 years when I had breast cancer treatment. They are both absolutely wonderful, caring nurses who made my days easier on the ward. And I would say for that one woman, there are so many women who would say the same to all our oncology nurses. You're just absolutely unbelievable. You're fabulous. And this is a simple, it's Answers for Cancers podcast. It's a simple name. It's brilliant. But it, again, it's just like, it was one of those, why hasn't anyone thought of doing this sooner? So it takes people to do it and get up and do it, and you've done it. So best of luck with it. And I know for people, you can get it wherever you get your podcasts. And there's a further resource as well for patients, and that you wanted me to mention, it's familycancersupport.ie.
Yeah, it's actually a website, a new website that's been developed by a patient, and it was basically reflective on his experience and what he wished he knew before he started his cancer treatment. So it's just tips and tricks from a person that's been through it, and really good support then for families as well if they don't really know what to help with or where to go. It's really really simple, basic information, but really, really useful as well. So familycancersupport.ie.
Okay. And just to say, you're doing this in your spare time as well, in your free time, giving you your I can say no more. You're brilliant, ladies. Listen, go back to work, and thank you from
so
everybody
much.
For what you're doing. You're amazing.
Thank you so
much. Thank you so much.
Take care.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.